The past couple of weeks has been tough for many students that are from 3rd grade to 8th grade in the city.
过去两礼拜对于小学三年级一直到初中八年级的学生是非常痛苦的两个礼拜。
I want to ask how many of you here have kids or maybe siblings that are either in somewhere in 3rd grade to 8th grade?
在座各位有没有哪些是父母家中有三年级到八年级的小孩，或是你有兄弟姊妹是三年级到八年级的，举一下手好不好？
Quite a few of you. Do you know what was happening the past few weeks with your third graders to eighth graders?
有几位哈，你们知不知道你们这个三年级到八年级的这个小学生，他们发生了什么事呢？
It was the time for the state standardized test.
这是每年这个三年级到八年级的周考的时间。
And the test has been changing for the past few years because of the Common Core curriculum.
就过去几年产生很大的变化，因为有新的一个课程叫做共同核心课程。
And this curriculum has been quite controversial.
这个核心课程产生了很多的争议。
There are many opponents of it.
很多人反对这个共同核心课程。
But there's one particular aspect that is quite troubling.
但是还有一个因素是令人担忧的。
Students are taught to be trained at a very young age to distinguish between facts and opinions.
这些中小学生在非常年幼的时候就要被训练成要怎么样分辨什么是客观的事实，什么是主观的意见。
Practice after practice, they are taught to look at each statement and say whether this is an opinion or a fact.
他们一再的被训练，给他们题目，让他分辨什么是客观的事实，什么是属于主观的意见。
So today, we're going to help you guys to do some practice tests for this Common Core Curriculum test.
所以接下来我想我们在座所有人都要稍微经历一下他们考的是什么东西。
I'm going to make a statement.
我会陈述，做一个陈述。
And you're going to tell me whether this is a fact or an opinion.
然后在座的各位，你要让我知道这个到底是客观的事实，还是不过是主观的意见。
The first question is easy.
第一个问题应该蛮简单的。
George Washington was the first president of the United States under the Constitution.
乔治华盛顿是美国行宪之后的首任总统。
How many people think that this is a fact?
客观事实的请举手。
How many people think that this is an opinion?
只是一个意见的，一个想法的请举手。
So what do the rest of you think this is?
其他没有举手的到底发生什么事？
I think this is pretty easy to say that this is a fact.
这个非常简单哈，这个就是一个事实，历史上的事实。
By the way, these are all actual questions from practice tests that they take.
等一下要讲的这每一个题目都是真正出现在考题当中的。
The second one is a little more difficult.
第二个可能有一点点困难。
Chicken sandwiches are more expensive than double cheeseburgers.
鸡肉三文治要比双层起司汉堡要来的贵。
How many think that this is a fact?
觉得是客观事实的请举手。
I think it's easier for us to say like dumplings is more expensive than wonton noodles maybe? Like something like that, right?
水饺比馄饨要来的贵，可能大家这个平常没有去买这些东西。
Somehow, I guess they have done research and find out that this is a fact.
他们做过研究，去比价的结果，刚才那个陈述是事实。
Okay, now let's try the third one.
好，第三个。
I think the parents and the kids are going to have different opinions on this one.
可能父母跟小孩子有不同的答案。
The statement is, playing video game is more fun than doing homework.
玩电子游戏要比做功课要有趣的多了。
How many of you think that this is a fact?
有谁会认为这个是客观事实呢？
Quite a few of you think that this is a fact, right?
有些人觉得这个是事实。
But this is actually an opinion.
但事实上这个只不过是一个个人的意见而已。
Okay, seems like you guys know how this is going. Let's keep going, okay?
既然大家已经有点练习了，我们现在继续来。
Next one. Copying homework assignment is wrong.
这一题是抄别人的作业是不对的行为。
Is it a fact or an opinion?
是客观事实呢，还是个人意见？
A fact?
事实的举手。是客观事实的举手。
Opinion?
只不过是意见的举手。
Next one.
下一个。
Cursing in school is inappropriate behavior.
在学校说脏话是不合适的行为。
Is it a fact?
客观事实举手。
Is that an opinion?
只不过是个意见的举手。
One last one.
最后一个。
It is wrong for people under the age of 21 to drink alcohol.
21岁以下去喝酒，这是错误的行为。
We all know that that's what the state law says, okay?
你知道这个从法律来说，这是合法，这是法律上所写的。
Is it a fact?
但是这个陈述到底是客观的事实呢？
How many people think that that's a fact?
觉得是客观事实的举手。
How many people think that that's an opinion?
只不过是个意见的举手。
The last three that I just said were all considered to be opinions.
最后这三题都是属于个人的意见罢了。
Copying homework is wrong, it's an opinion.
抄人家作业是错的，这不过是意见。
Cursing in school is inappropriate, it's an opinion.
在学校骂脏话不对，这个是意见。
Drinking under the age of 21 is wrong, is an opinion.
21岁以下喝酒是不对的，这个是意见。
The reason is that the curriculum consider value claims typically to be opinions.
问题的症结在于共同核心里头，他设计的课程一切有关价值观的陈述都是属于意见。
So it is very hard for our children because they were taught at a young age.That there aren't that many moral truths, moral facts.
对我们小孩的影响是非常大的，因为他们在非常小的时候就被教导成，其实这个世界上对于道德标准没有一个绝对标准的。
Recently, I saw a bumper sticker on a car.
最近我在车子的后面保险杆的上面的贴纸，我发现了一句话。
And it says, "My philosophy of life is."
那句话是这么说的。
My philosophy of life is whatever.
我的人生哲学就是怎样都行，我什么都不在乎。
It's whatever.
就是怎样都行。
If this is the case, truth became insignificant.
如果真是如此的话，真理就变得毫不重要了。
Today we're going to look at a passage in Ephesians 4.
今天我们要看的经文在以弗所书第四章。
And it's a passage that many of you are very familiar with.
这段经文其实很多弟兄姊妹都非常的熟悉。
And I want to use this passage for us to see the importance of truth.
我想要用这段的经文让我们来看到真理的重要性。
The passage is Ephesians 4, verse 14 to 16.
在以弗所书第四章十四节到十六节。
There it says, Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves, and blown here and there,by every kind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming.
使我们不再做小孩子中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术被一切异教之风吹动摇动飘来飘去就随从各样的异端。
Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ.
唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
From him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
The phrase that we are all very familiar with is speaking the truth in love.
有一句经文我们大家非常的熟悉的就是用爱心说诚实话。
And sometimes we take it to the extent that we just abuse its meaning.
很多时候我们错引用了这节圣经而做了错误的应用。
One time I saw like this guy, right? He was walking on the street andcoming towards him is a really beautiful woman.
有一次呢，我看到有一个男士，然后他们在走过去的时候呢，他对街走来一个非常美丽的一个女孩。
And next to him was his wife.
当然，这个男士的旁边就是他的自己的妻子。
So this guy kept looking at this beautiful lady.
这个男士呢，当然眼睛就注视着这个漂亮的女孩。
And as the lady walked past him, he just kept turning his head and followed the lady.
然后当这个漂亮女孩走经过他的身边的时候，他的眼睛目不转睛的，连身体都跟着这个女孩转动。
So finally, the wife couldn't take it anymore and said, "Have you seen enough?"
那个这个妻子当然非常不高兴，她说：“你到底看够了没有？”
He said, "Yeah. Did you see that beautiful lady?"
然后他就跟他妻子说：“是啊，你有没有看到？那个才叫做美丽啊。”
And the wife finally got upset at him and said, "What's wrong with you?"
然后这个妻子就非常的气愤，说你到底是做发生什么事？
Well, the husband said, "You always ask me whether you look pretty or not."
你不是常常问我说你到底看起来长得漂不漂亮吗？
So now I want you to know what pretty is to me.
所以这个丈夫就说，我要让你明白什么叫做在我眼里什么叫做美丽。
Now that is pretty.
你知道吗？这个就叫做美丽。
Do you think that guy got into trouble?
你觉得这个丈夫是不是有很大的麻烦事了？
Do you guys think that he should be in trouble?
你们觉得他应该会惹出麻烦来吗？
Would you be dumb enough to do something like that to your spouse?
在座的男士或是女士，你会不会做类似的事情对你的配偶？
You probably won't, right?
你大概不会这么做。
But how many times have we told our kids that?Do you see that kid over there? How much more talent? How many things that he is doing that you are not doing?
但是身为父母的，你是不是不止很常常会对着你的小孩说，你有没有看看别人家的小孩是多么的聪明，是表现得多么的好？
How many times we have kids, we tell our parents that, why can't you be like my friend's parents? Let me do this, this, this and that.
或者是在座的身为子女的，你会不会曾经跟你的父母说，你为什么就不能像我同学的父母，他们没有像你那么严格等等。
There are times that we feel that this is how we speak the truth in love.
很多时候我们就认为我们讲出来的是在爱中说诚实话。
But that's not how God wants us to handle truth.
但是其实这个并不是神要我们来怎么样处理这个真理的一个方式。
By the way, the Chinese translation here has a little problem.
其实中文圣经这里的翻译有一点点问题。
Because in English it says speaking the truth in love.
在英文是说说真理在爱中。
In Chinese it says like speaking honest word.
但是在中文它是翻成诚实话。
So there's a difference between the two. So today we're looking at the idea of speaking the truth. It's not just honest words.
所以今天我们看到的是原文里面所表达的是在说真理，而不是单单只是说诚实话。
And we're going to look at four things about truth.
我们要看从四点来看这段经文。
The first one is the purpose of truth.
第一个提到的是真理的目的。
Second one is the action of truth.
第二个是真理的行动。
The third is the delivery of truth.
第三个是真理的表达。
And finally, the result of truth.
第四个是真理的结果。
First, let's take a look at the purpose of truth.
首先我们看到真理的目的是什么。
In verse 15, it says, Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ.
十五节，唯用爱心说诚实，说真理，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
Truth help us to grow.
真理会帮助我们成长。
A lot of time, just physical age does not mean that someone is growing or maturing.
很多时候，年龄的增长并不代表这个人在人格上面迈向成熟。
Many years ago, when my kids were still young, we took them to visit a friend.
很多年以前，当我的小孩还很年轻，还很年幼的时候，我带他们去拜访一位我们的朋友。
And it was around Christmas time.
大概是在圣诞节的期间。
So of course the kids went to play on their own.
所以小孩子们就去房间里面他们自己玩。
And the parents sit in the living room and talk to one another.
然后父母当然就聚在一起聊聊天。
As our conversation went on, I saw the mom's face getting more nervous.
当我们这个对话在进行当中，结果我这个朋友的这个做妈妈的呢，开始脸上有一点点不安。
What happened was in our conversation, we told our kids that there was no Santa Claus.
因为在这个对话当中，我们对他们对这个朋友讲说，我们跟我们小孩子说，这个圣诞老公公是不存在的。
So it turned out that this mom was very nervous because she kept telling, like she never revealed to her kids that Santa Claus was not real.
因为这个母亲从来就没有跟她的小孩说圣诞老公公是假的，是不存在的。
I was very surprised because her kid was like 10 years old.
我非常的吃惊，因为这个小孩子已经十岁了。
It was not a little kid.
并不是一个小小孩。
But the fact that if the kids didn't know the truth, then they always thought that they had to be good because of the present that they are going to receive.
但是你如果这个小孩子到了一定的年岁，他还不知道这个事实的话，他会一直以为他之所以要乖要听话，原因就是可以得到圣诞老公公的礼物。
Knowing the truth actually help that kid to grow.
其实让他知道这个真理是可以帮助这小孩子成长的。
He has to learn that doing good is because of the goodness of God.
他们必须要明白乖听话，这是因为我们有一位神，他是良善的。
It's not just because of a present that you will receive on one particular night.
这个目的并不是因为在某一个晚上你会从圣诞老公公的手上接到一份礼物。
Nowadays, it's very hard for us to know truth.
这个世代让我们非常困难来明白真理。
In verse 14, it talks about there will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves.And blown here and there by every wind of teaching, and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming.
十四节提到，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
Why are we being tossed around?
为什么我们会被异教之风摇动，飘来飘去呢？
Because we are taught that everything is about our opinions.
因为小孩子从小就被教导成任何一件事情好像只是个人的意见罢了。
So we can believe whatever we want to believe in some sense.
因此我们似乎可以相信任何我们愿意相信的事物。
So people believe that by our own effort, by our own meditation, or maybe just by our own adjustment to our mindset, we can not only live a perfectly happy life, but also a wonderful afterlife.
很多人在教导里面，我们靠着自己的努力，我们靠着自己的默想沉思，我们靠着自己的方式可以得到我们今天的满足，或甚至于跟我们来世有些连结。
We can all be our own mini gods.
结果我们每一个人似乎可以成为一个一个的小神。
Or on the other hand, there were extremists that taught us about how if you don't believe in their religion, you should be killed.
当然另外一个极端，我们知道有一个群体，他们的教导是，如果你不照着我的信仰去做去信，那么你就必须要被灭绝。
We see all these things happening around us.
我刚才讲的这两个情形，我们在我们现在的社会环境当中就常常会遇得到。
Some of us may feel that, wow, they're so far from us that we won't believe in any of these.
有些人可能觉得说这两个极端好像离我们很远，我们不需要太担心。
But we all know that it was a few months ago that there are three teenagers in England that grew up in England that travel to Syria to join ISIS.
但是我们知道这个新闻，在英国有三个小孩子从小从英国长大的，最终他们居然决定去参加了所谓的伊斯兰国的极端恐怖主义的组织。
And we keep seeing and reading in the news about how they are trying to work in this country as well.
而且我们看到从新闻上面看到，其实在我们所处的这个国家也有许多的年轻人，许多的人想要从事这样的活动。
What about cunning, crafty, and deceitful schemes?
什么叫做诡计？什么叫做欺骗的法术？什么叫做各样的异端呢？
Just this week, we come to see that the Chinese authority on Wednesday published a list of 100 alleged economic fugitives who are suspected of taking bribes, embezzling funds, and laundering money.
就在过去这个礼拜三吧，有这个我们看到一个新闻，就是中国他们列出了一个名单，有100位所谓的经济犯、逃犯，他们所谓的外逃贪官，他们可能是接受贿赂，可能是挪用公款，可能是洗钱，散处在全世界各地。
For those of you that keep up with China news, you know that there's a major anti-corruption campaign happening in China.
如果你们有注意到中国的一些新闻的话，你知道现在中国正在抓贪官这件事情闹得沸沸扬扬。
And the recent indictment of Zhou Yongkang reminds us of the cunning and deceitful crafts and schemes that we're talking about here.
你给我仔细的看看周永康这个人被起诉的内容里头，我们就可以了解所谓的诡计，所谓的欺骗的法术，所谓的各样的异端。
But that is not only limited in China.
当然这不是单单限制于在中国才会发生的事。
Last year, New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo commissioned a report about the state corruption situation in New York.
就在去年有一个报告就指出了纽约州的州长葛摩他也在这个贪腐的事情上面被举发出来。
The report stated that since 1999, 1 in 11 state lawmakers have left office under criminal indictment or ethical scrutiny.
从1999年一直到现在，有11个有关于州的立法人员呢，他被辞退或是离职，就是因为他遭受到刑事罪的起诉，或者是在道德上有出现了瑕疵。
And since 2003, 19 lawmakers have either been indicted or pled guilty or been found guilty on corruption charges.
而从2003年到现在，有不少人因此而有19位因此而认罪或是被判决有罪，在所谓的贪腐或是这些有关的指控里。
This is the world that we are in.
这就是我们所在的社会世界。
We don't know what truth is.
我们不知道什么叫做真理。
We are being tossed around back and forth.
我们被异教之风飘来飘去。
And we see all these cunning and deceitful schemes happening all around us.
我们看到了这些所谓的诡计，所谓的欺骗的法术到处存在。
But the Bible tells us about truth.
但是圣经告诉我们的是真理。
Jesus himself said in John 14 that I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
约翰福音14章第6节。耶稣说我就是道路真理生命若不借着我没有人能到父那里去。
Without Christ, we cannot come to know God.
如果没有耶稣我们没有办法到神的面前认识他。
Truth can be painful.
真理有些时候是令人伤痛的。
And this particular truth starts with a very, very painful realization.
而这个真理是就是要从这个令人难受的伤痛的开始的。
The acknowledgement, the understanding that we are sinners is not easy.
也就是当我们认识到我们是罪人，这个是不容易接受的。
When we come to really see how deep pain is embedded in our lives, it's not easy.
当我们真正看到因着这个罪所带来的我们的生活的形态，其实对我们来说是不容易的。
We tend to feel that, oh, maybe we are not that bad.
我们会倾向于说其实我们好像不像所说的这么严重。
But we have to come to realize that we are that bad or even worse.
但是很多时候事实是我们必须要一直到我们认识到我们自己是这样的坏，甚至于比我们想象中的还要坏。
The truth of the Bible tells us about confession.
圣经里的真理告诉我们一件事情，就是认罪。
That we have to know our sins and acknowledge our sins.
我们不需要认识到自己的罪，也承认自己的罪。
But it does not end there. It talks about redemption.
但是圣经不是只是停在罪这件事情，而是进一步讲到救赎。
No matter what sins we have, our relationship with God can be restored.
无论我们犯了什么样的罪，我们的与神的关系是可以被恢复的。
And when we come to know Christ, we experience transformation.
而当我们能够认识耶稣的时候，我们经历一个改变。
We are changed, and we are now sons and daughters of God.
我们被改变，如今我们成了神的儿女。
And as our life is transformed, we go through the process of sanctification.
而当我们生命在改变当中的时候，我们就进入了一个过程，这个过程就是成圣的过程。
John 17:17 it says, Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth.
约翰福音17章17节，求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
It is impossible for me to talk about all the truth in the Bible in a sermon.
当然对我来言用一次的讲道要把所有的真理讲完是不可能的。
But I think the four things that I just share with you summarize the truth of the Bible quite well.
但是我刚才所讲举出的这个四点对于圣经在真理上面的教导跟如何去掌握讲得还蛮完全的。
That's confession, redemption, transformation, and sanctification.
也就是认罪、救赎、恢复成圣。
And that's the basis of the truth that we see that God wants us to learn.
这就是神他在提到真理的时候要我们来学习的。
And that would be the truth that I will be focusing on when we talk about speaking the truth in love.
接下来我们在分享用爱心说真理这段话的时候，这是我所要专注的几点要来陈述。
So let's move on to the second point about the action of truth.
让我们接下来来谈到真理的行动。
Of course, it's easy if you say, look at the translation and say, speaking the truth, so the action is to speak.
如果你只是光看翻译的话，那很简单，因为翻译说到用说真理或是说诚实话，那就是用说吧，是我们的行动。
But the three words, speaking the truth, is actually one word in Greek, aletheia.
但是中文翻作用爱心说诚实话这几个字，在希腊文原文里面只有一个字叫做 aletheia。
So, and this word is actually written in as a verb.
这个字是用动词的形态表达出来的。
So probably a better translation would be truthing in love.
所以在这句话要翻译出来，可以说在爱中活出真理的意思。
It's not just something that one speaks.
并不是单单只是你说话的时候说真理。
It's something that one lives.
而是你要在爱中过一个有真理的生活。
And I think that Paul practiced that in his life.
我相信保罗他就是把这样的真理运用在自己的生活当中。
Earlier in the chapter in Ephesians, this is how Paul talked about himself. He said, I, therefore a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called.
因为在之前保罗才刚说我为主被囚的劝你们既然蒙召行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称
With all humility and gentleness with patience bearing with one another in love eager to maintain the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace
凡事谦虚温柔忍耐用爱心互相宽容用和平彼此联络竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心
So this idea of speaking the truth is not justIt's not simply like we go and tell people what they are supposed to do.
所以用爱心说真理并不是就是你光用嘴巴说而已。
But it's to live out the truth, using our life to show people what truth is.
而是把我们的生命可以活出来什么是真理。
And that's how Paul exemplifies, uses life as an example to Timothy.
所以同样的保罗就用他个人的生命的见证来教导提摩太。
In 2 Timothy 3, this is how Paul talked to Timothy.
在提摩太后书第三章里头，这是保罗怎么样跟提摩太劝勉的。
You, however, have followed my teaching, my conduct, my aim in life, my faith, my patience, my love, my steadfastness, my persecutions and suffering that happened to me at Antioch.
但你已经服从第十节，但你已经服从了我的教训、品行、志向、信心、宽容、爱心、忍耐，以及我在安提阿。
He wants Timothy to see his life.
他要提摩太看到保罗生命上的见证。
I don't know how many of you have heard of this recently popular profession called life coaching.
我不晓得在这位有谁知道。现在有一个专业叫做生活或是生涯规划的教练。
And it's self-explanatory, right? It's to coach you how to live.
就是你一听这个词你就知道他是来教导你怎么样生活的。
But of course, life coach, they don't actually teach you everything about life. Each life coach relate to a specific area of life.
当然他有不同种类的教练会教导你在生活上不同层面所需要学习的。原则
So this is a very well-known life coach that focused on family relationship. He was internationally known.
有一位这个所谓的生涯规划的教练呢，他非常的出名，他等于是国际上知名的，这专门是教导有关于如何建立家庭关系的这样的一个生活教练。
He goes to different places to tell people how they could have a better relationship with their families.
他到全球各地去教导你怎么样可以跟你的家人建立一个良好的关系。
I don't know this life coach.
我个人并不认识这个出名的这个教练。
But I know his family.
但是他的家人我知道。
And one day we were talking, and their family started talking to me about this life coach.
然后有一次了，我们在聊天的时候呢，他的家庭的成员里面都就提到这个所谓的生活教练。
And you know, like the most honest words usually come from the kids, right?
大家都应该知道，这个家里面的小孩子通常是说实话的。
So the kids start telling me, it's like we hate eating with him.
然后这个小孩子就开始讲了，就说我最讨厌跟这个人一起吃饭。
We can't talk to him.
我根本就在他的面前，我一句话都没有办法有插嘴的余地。
The whole meal he would be telling us how great he has been doing, going to all these places to talk to important people.
在每一餐饭里头，整餐饭的时间就是听他怎么样去表达他怎么样的这么怎么样出名，怎么样在各地怎么样去教导别人的事情。
But he never listened to us.
他从来就不听我们要讲什么。
We want to ask him for opinions.
我们想要再要问他有一些意见。
And he just told us how great he is.
但是他总是讲到说他是多么的出名。
We could not wait to get away from him every time when we eat with him.
每次跟他在一起的时候，我真希望早一点可以离开那个场合。
This is not true thing.
这个情形并不是圣经这里所讲的活出真理。
Of course, I want to be careful and point out that we are not saying that we all have to be perfect.In order to talk to other people to speak the truth in love.
当然，另外一方面，我们要非常小心。我在这里并不是要说我们一定要在我们所知道的真理要完全了，我们才可以开始去讲述这个真理。
Because if that's the case, there's not much that we can say to one another.
如果是这个情形的话，那我们就不需要彼此用真理来劝勉了。
But the idea of truthing helps us to understand that the truth has to become part of our life.
但是用爱心说真理这句话的真实意义的了解会帮助我们明白真理必须是成为我们生命生活当中的一部分。
We cannot just tell others that this truth applies to you, but it does not apply to me.
你不要有一个暗好像一个意思就是这个真理我所说出的真理呢对你你要好好的遵守对我好像不需要遵守一样。
How are we doing in truthing?
我们到底要怎么样要活出真理呢
When we share the love of God with people around us,
当我们分享神的爱在我们周遭的环境当中
what do they see?
他们到底看到的是什么呢
Do they see like the life coach family saw him that he just talks and no practice?
他们所看到的是像这刚才所提的那个例子，那个生活教练的家人的表现吗
Or do they come to see that this is really what we believe in?
还是他们在我们周遭可以看到这是我们真实所相信的实际在我们生活当中可以体现的出来
Even though we may fail at times
虽然有些时候我们会失败跌倒
But this is what we believe in And this is how what's anchor our life and changes our lives
但是这个是我们所相信的真理并且我们生活我们生命 的中心就在这个真理上面
The truth of God is what we experienced
神的真理是我们可以经历的
When we practice this idea of truthing, then we can share with other people.
当我们真正能够活出真理的时候，我们就可以把神的爱、神的真理跟别人更多的分享。
Then we can talk about the delivery of truth.
然后我们才能够讲到怎么样去传达真理。
The truth is to be delivered in love.
真理必须要在爱中传达出去。
But Usually, when we start thinking about this verse, that we want to use this verse to talk to other people, we are probably a little frustrated already.
但是很多时候，当我们在想这个经文，想要应用这段经文，用爱心说诚实话的时候，通常我们所处的状态是有一点点挫折感的时候。
Sometimes maybe we are a little angry already.
而有些时候更是有些怒气的时候，我们想要引用这句话。
Sometimes we feel that I want to tell you this.Because you are so annoying.
很多时候我们想要说一个我们所认为的事实，原因是因为对方实在是太讨厌了。
So I will speak the truth to you in love.
所以我要用爱心说诚实话。
But a delivery of love is not to destroy, but to redeem.
但是真理要被传达出去，并不是去摧毁一个人，而是要去赎回这个人。
That has always been how God delivered His love.
因为这正是神他在传达他的爱所使用的方式。
God expresses His love to us so that we can be redeemed.
神在表达传达出他的爱的时候，因此我们可以被赎回。
I think most of us are familiar with the story of the rich young ruler.
我想在座的各位对于圣经有一个故事非常熟悉，有关于富有的少年官。
A rich young man came up to Jesus to ask him what he must do to inherit eternal life.
一个富女有的少年官来到耶稣的面前说，我当做什么可以承受永生？
He was initially happy to see that what Jesus told him is something that he had done already.
他一开始还蛮得意的，因为耶稣一开始的几句话他好像都做到了。
Yet, he was depressed when Jesus told him that he had to sell all his possessions.
但是当耶稣最后讲到说你必须要变卖所有的家产的时候，他忧忧愁愁地走了。
In Mark 10:21, this is how Mark described the way Jesus told this man about this bad news.
马可福音第十章二十一节，这是耶稣所讲的话。
Jesus told him that he had to sell his possession, but how did Jesus tell him?
耶稣说你要变卖家产，但是耶稣是怎么说的呢？
Jesus, it says, Jesus, looking at him, loved him, and said to him.
经文里面是这样说的，耶稣看着他，就爱他，对他说。
Jesus delivered the truth in love.
耶稣在传达他的真理的时候，是在爱中传达的。
Jesus looked at him.
耶稣看着他。
We all know that the eyes are known as the window to our soul.
我们都知道眼睛是灵魂之窗。
A face-to-face conversation as we look at one another give us a lot more information about how sincere the conversation is going.
当我们可以面对面注视着对方进行一段交谈的时候，我们可以知道对方是不是非常的诚恳。
And that's the reason why when the parents want to check if their kids are lying, they always say, look at me and talk to me.
所以父母通常要抓出这个小孩是不是在说谎的时候，就会请小孩说，看着我，看着我。
Because by looking,You know what's behind the eyes.
因为当我们眼睛互相注视的时候，我们可以看到背后很多的意念。
Jesus looked at this young man.
耶稣看着这个少年官。
And share what he had to tell him in love.
然后他就分享一段真理，在爱中分享这句话。
Can we talk to one another the same way?
我们可以彼此在交通的时候用同样的方式吗？
Will we come to see and understand the difficulties that each of us is facing as we learn to become more like Jesus?
当我们这样子的彼此能够交谈在爱中的时候，我们可以继续在主里成长，越来越像耶稣。
Will we be able to challenge each other not because we're frustrated with one another, but because we love one another?
我们彼此交通的原因并不是因为我们觉得非常的挫折气馁，而是因为我们彼此相爱。
If we see someone is struggling with difficult issues at work, are we able to talk to them, to care for them, to help them to understand the importance of the Word of God in their lives?
如果有人在工作，在事业上面有一些挣扎的时候，我们是不是能够在爱中去找这位弟兄或是姊妹交通，将交通叫神的话语在他身上可以得到的一些支持呢？
Do we...act in such a way that people would feel comfortable and safe to come and talk to us.
我们的生活，我们的行事，我们的说话，是不是让弟兄姊妹们可以觉得可以找我们交通？
Or we make people feel that if I talk to him, he would just yell at me and I just walk away.
或是我们给人做有一个印象，只要有人来找这位弟兄，那么总是会让我不想要跟他交通。
Speaking the truth in love.
在爱中说诚实话。
One of the practices at my church that I really appreciate is based on this principle.
在我所服侍的教会，我们有一个操练是根据这个真理的这个经文。
Every week, all the pastoral staff meet together for hours.
每个礼拜，所有的传道同工会聚在一起，花几个小时的时间。
We spend the time critiquing each other's sermon.
我们花这段时间做什么事情呢？我们彼此说出对方的讲的道里面有什么要改进的。
We start with going over the previous Sunday's sermon.
我们开始先检讨上个礼拜的信息。
We talk about the content.
我们检讨内容。
We talk about the delivery.
我们检讨传讲的方式。
We talk about how we stand.
我们检讨我们站的姿势。
We talk about how our body language help people to listen to us more or just help people to turn off.
我们也检讨说，我们到底我们身体语言到底是帮助弟兄姊妹们能够听到呢，还是他们根本就是不想听了？
Then we talk about our preparation for the coming week's sermon.
然后我们也一同来讨论我们怎么样预备接下来那个礼拜的信息。
Sometimes these critiques got pretty rough.
很多时候这些讨论不太好受的。
There are times that I heard the critique and I basically have to go and rewrite all my whole sermon for that Sunday.
有些时候我听了他们的这个检讨以后，我想说最好回去把我的讲章重新再写一遍。
But together we know why we are doing this.
但是我们在一起，我们知道我们为什么会彼此一起来配搭服侍。
We see the importance of the Word of God to nurture our brothers and sisters.
我们明白到是何等的重要，可以要用神的话来喂养我们的弟兄姊妹。
We see the importance for us to support one another, to help one another.
我们看到一个重要性，那就是同工彼此之间要彼此扶持，要彼此帮助。
We speak the truth in love to one another.
我们在爱中说真理。
And when that happens, we can see the result of truth.
当我们能够做到这一点的时候，我们接下来就可以看到真理的结果。
Let's read 15 and 16 again. It says, Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become, in every respect, the mature body of Him who is the head, that is Christ.
第十五节，唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
From Him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament,grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
全身都靠它联络得合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
Paul described the body in a few ways here.
保罗他用几个方式来描述这段圣经。
First is an immature body, which is one that's being tossed back and forth.
第一个是所谓的不成熟的、yeah. 的这个do you want to start?
Yeah, I want to start the slides.
Okay. 请你把那个放出来，图片几个图片放出来。第一个他所形容的是不成熟的一个身体。
This is the picture that I have being tossed forth back and forth.
这个大家可以看到的这个图案，就所谓的飘来飘去的身体。
How many of you have seen these like balloon things as you drive by like shopping malls?
有谁看到这个图案？这个这种气球人。
What happened when the wind blows?
什么时候当风吹的时候会发生什么事？
And they just being blown whatever direction and flap like this.
这个气球人呢就会随着风吹的方向到处飘来飘去。
And that's the picture of the immature body of Christ.
这个就是所谓的不成熟的一个身体。
Whatever happened, people come and say something, they would go to that direction, and then someone say something else, they would go to another direction.
有人说这样子的情形，我们就朝这个方向去；有人说另外一个情形，我们就朝另外一个方向去。
What about a mature body?
那么成熟的是身体是长什么样子呢？
Mature body is one that is joined and held together by every joint. It is equipped. It is working properly.
一个成熟的身体要靠它联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助。
So based on this description, I come up with the next set of pictures.
根据这个陈述，我们看到下一个图案。
So this would be a body that is joined and held together by every joint.
这个身体好像就是联络的合适，百节各按其职。
This is a body that is equipped and working properly.
这个是个体的功用都可以互相帮助的一个身体。
But this is just a robot.
但是这只是一个机器人。
What is the body that we are talking about here?
到底经文当中所陈述的身体是什么样的身体呢？
It is a body that grows.
这个身体是会成长的。
It is a body that has life.
这个身体是有生命的。
And the next picture is more of what a body should be.
而下一个是应该有的身体。
Christ as the head, and we are all forming together to be part of that body.
基督是我们的头，我们是各个肢体，我们一同成为主的身体。
I think that it's good that you can't really see the face that clearly in the pictures.
其实你如果说没办法看到脸的模样非常清晰的话，其实是蛮好的。
Because those are supposed to be your pictures.
因为那些脸身体上面各个脸的那个看不清楚的部分，其实是在做每一位的脸。
Your pictures are supposed to be in that body of Christ.
你的脸就应该在身体当中的一部分。
Together as a church, we function together as one.
我们在一起，我们就像如同一一样。
We are being held together by every joint.
我们百节各按各职，被连接在一起。
And that is the only way that a church can grow.
这是唯一的方式，教会可以成长。
That we are to grow with Christ as our head.
我们要一同在耶稣为元首的情况之下，一同来成长。
As we grow, we practice the truth together.
当我们成长的时候，我们一同来操练真理。
Together, we form this church that is bigger than who we are.
我们在一起的时候，会比我们的总和要来得大。
We form this church so that God can use us.To bring His love to the people that come into here.
我们在这里可以成为神的见证，可以把人们吸引到耶稣的面前来。
How many of you watch a TV show called Fresh Off the Boat?
有没有谁看过最近有一个新的影集，中文好像翻作《初来乍到》
？Anybody?
有没有谁看过？举下手。
A few of you does, right? Do right?
有些人看过。
That show is about this 12 years old hip hop loving boy Eddie Huang.Who moved with his family from Washington D.C. to Orlando in the 90s, I think.
这个影集它是讲到说有一个12岁左右的一个嘻哈形式的一个小男孩呢，他从华盛顿特区的中国城搬到奥兰多的一个郊区。
It's a show that reflects the challenge of Asian kids that are born in this country, how they adjust to the culture.
这是讲到一个小孩子是亚裔的小孩，他来到这个美国之后，他怎么样去调整各自的不同的文化背景。
If you watch the show, you will realize that there are actually two Eddie Huang in there.
如果你看这个影集的话，你会发现有两个里面中间这个主角叫做艾迪。
One is the Eddie Huang, who's 12 years old boy.That actually experiencing all the challenges and very frustrated in many ways.
这其中有一个艾迪的角色，就是那位12岁的小孩，他在经历这个文化上的转变的时候，经历到很多的挫折。
But there is a second Eddie in there, and that's the narrator of the show.
而第二个艾迪呢，你会出现在这个影集当中是一个旁白者，他就是艾迪这个人本身是已经成长的。
The 12 years old look at the world.As a 12 years old.
这个12岁的艾迪，他在看他周遭的环境的时候，是从12岁这个年龄来看的。
So he was very frustrated with many things that happening around him.
所以他在他周遭所发生的事情里面，他觉得非常的挫折。
He was very frustrated with the decisions that his parents were making.
对于父母所做的很多的决定，他觉得非常的挫折。
In one episode, they talk about they were experiencing the tremendous heat of Florida.
其中有一集提到说他们在佛罗里达的时候呢，有一个大的热浪，非常的热。
But the mom refused to turn on the AC.
但是这个妈妈就是不把空调打开。
Instead, she took the whole family to shopping malls, to open house, to wherever the AC was on.
所以他们就带着全家人到商场去，到各个有空调的地方来逃避这个热浪。
Of course, the idea is to save money.
当然，这最终的原因是因为它可以省钱。
But at the end of that episode,
但是最终在那一个影集的结束的时候
，the mother found a job.
这个妈妈找到了一个工作。
And the first thing she did when she came home was to turn on the AC.
而当她找到工作又回家的第一件事情就是把空调打开。
Okay, she turned it on low, but she turned it on.
当然了，她在温度没有调得很低，但是毕竟她还是把空调打开了。
The 12 years old Eddie was very frustrated with the fact that my mom won't turn on the AC.
12岁的艾迪在影集当中非常的挫折感，为什么妈妈不把空调打开呢？
The narrator Eddie, the mature one, came to see that the mom was doing that because she...wanted to take care of the family, to provide for the family, and they did not have the means to do so.
而成长之后的艾迪，这个旁白者艾迪，他终于明白妈妈实在是为了要好好的照顾一家人，但是在他没有那个方式，没有那个金钱的时候，他不得已所做的一个处置方式。
The immature ones complains.
不成熟的总是在抱怨。
The mature one builds.
成熟的会继续成长，彼此建立。
The truth of God allows us to grow.
神的真理会让我们成长。
The truth of God allows us to live His truth in our lives.
神的真理会让我们把真理活出来。
The truth of God should be delivered in love.
神的真理必须要在爱中传达出去。
And the truth of God binds us together to grow as one body.
神的真理会帮助我们在一里面一同成长。
Let us pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Our dear gracious Heavenly Father,
充满恩典的天父，
We come before you to give thanks for the truth that you have given us.
我们来到你面前，为着你所赐给我们的真理，我们感谢你。
May we take your truth to heart.
我们把你的真理接受到我们的心中来。
May we practice your truth in our lives.
愿我们都能够按着真理而行。
And practice your truth in the way we relate to one another.
我们真是能够把你的真理活出，在你的教会里面彼此活出来。
So that we can build up this church to bring glory to your name.
所以我们可以在这里一同彼此建造，可以一同成长，来荣耀你的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
靠耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.